Just for clarification purposes.
The title was Drink of Fire.
Mind the gaps on the poster. Ads.
Cough, Gimmel, ER. Monday the 8th, Tuesday the 8th of May, Rabbi Yanky Wiesenfeld, mind the power shut gap. Oh. And this week's shiurim have been sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Rabbi Ephraim Fishel, Ben Rabbi Yoel Aryeh, Zichron Levocha.
So just a few items of business to attend to before we get into the shiur itself. First of all, as always, Dudi does an incredible job. I don't know how he does it week in week and produces, you know, this week five good speakers. Present company excluded, but every week in, week out, it's unbelievable, and we have to thank him for what he does for us, for what he does for me, and for giving me the opportunity to share these Divrei Torah with you. Lilu Nishmas, my Shver Zichron Levrocha, the 22nd Yortzeit was on Sunday. As I always say, I'm not a Rov, I'm not a Poisik, all I do is I share Divrei Torah that I came across. But I was asked twice in the last couple of weeks, I was actually busy preparing a different shiur on a different subject, which arose out of the halachas that we've been learning. And then a couple of people asked me in the last 2 weeks, being a Baal Koryo, they said, do you know, why is it that we are still lining a different sedra here to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael are lining this week B'chukosai, and we'll be lining B'chukosai. Last week they were lining. The last 6 weeks, right, we've been out of step with Eretz Yisrael. They're lining one sedra, we're lining a different sedra. Alan said that you've missed
two shemines I've got.
He heard Shemini twice and he's missed.
I will miss Behar.
He'll miss out Behar. Yeah? So therefore people, yeah, and it creates a lot of problems. And the question is, it would have been very, very simple for us to synchronize with Eretz Yisrael much earlier. We'll explain it in detail. So I told the people who asked me, yeah, the Pasuk says, Vishinantom Lovonecho. And the Rashi brings down, Vishinantom Lovonecho, Shehei Divrei Torah, Mechudodim Meficho, that the words of Divrei Torah should be sharp. If somebody asks you a question, you don't have to hesitate. And when I said to him, like he said to me, well, these two people asked me, why is it that we're out of sync with Eretz Yisrael so many weeks after Pesach? So I said to them, I looked it up once. I know there's an answer, but I can't remember it. And that's the opposite of what Rashi said. Rashi said, don't hesitate, give an answer straight away. And it's a bit sort of a damning indictment of my learning that I can't remember the answer and I couldn't tell the people what it was. So I decided that I'll check it out. So I asked one Rov, who said he doesn't know. I asked another Yingaman, an Avreich, who said, I think it's a Maharit somewhere. And the other three who said the same as me, that I once investigated it. I know there was an answer, but I've forgotten. So I thought to myself, at least I'm in good company. But I was intrigued. I was a bit upset with myself that I didn't know the answer. So I dropped the research into the other shiur. The editor will keep that for another time. And I looked that up.
What is
shiur
about?
We had a shiur on this subject?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was saying it over to somebody last night as a sort of dry run, as a practice run, and he told me that he thinks there was an article in the Hamadiyah a few weeks ago on the subject. But I haven't seen it, I didn't see it, so I don't know. Anyway, let me tell you what I know about it. There is a chart which is circulating. There's some more copies on the beam of somebody. It might help you understand. First of all, let's define our problem. Our problem is that Achron Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach for us, was on Shabbos. Therefore, we were lining Aser to Aser, which is the Kriya of Yom Tov. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was already Isruchag, and they already lined Shemini. Therefore, they got a week ahead of us in Parsha Shemini. And the Gemara, and therefore the problem has been that ever since then, until this week, we're going to be out of sync with them. Eretz Yisrael has been ahead of us by one sedra, or where we combine sedras by two sedras. Eretz Yisrael has been ahead of us now for the last 6 weeks, and it's only this week that Parshas B'chukosai, where they will read B'chukosai, we will read Behar and B'chukosai, that we will actually come together. So the next week, Parshas Bamidbar will be the first time that we're all lining the same sedra together at the same time. And the question is, why does it have to be like that? Why do we have to wait so long? It's so easy to fix earlier on. So the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Let's work it out how the Cheshbon works. The Gemara says in Lamed Aleph, Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ezra tikkun lahem liyisrael, that Ezra made the takona, sheyukorin, I'll leave out all the bits that don't matter to us, sheyukorin kalola shabataras koinim, that we should read the toichacha in Parshas Bechukosai, koidem ataras, before Shavuos, and in Mishneh Torah, which is the Kisovai one, koidem Rosh Hashanah. So we always have a toichacha before Shavuos, and a toichacha before Rosh Hashanah. Says Tosfos, says a toichacha, right? Rebuke, yeah? Words of warning, words of klola. In the Torah. To get us in the mood. To get us in the mood for Rosh Hashanah, for the seriousness.
Okay. To get it out of the way before the Yom
Kippur. Please, can I continue? And okay. That's what Ezra Tikkunim. Frek Tosfos, in that case, why don't we read B'chukosai and Kisovoi on the Shabbos before Shavuos, or on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, directly before. If it's there as a warning to put us in the mood for Yom Tov, then it should be immediately before. And Tosfos says something along the lines of, that we always make sure that there is one Sedra in between. So the Toichacha is two Shabboses before Yom Tov. Toichacha is Shabbos Pashas Baha B'chukosai, or B'chukosai in Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a buffer Shabbos called Bamidbar. There's one Sedra in between, and then we have Yom Tov. So Rashi says, and he says, "Kedei lahoi shloi lahasmich haklolois shebechukosai la'ateres." And this pasuk in Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is brought down that we always read Bechukosai 2 weeks before Yom Tov, 2 Shabbos before Yom Tov. Bamidbar is the Shabbos before Yom Tov, and there's a buffer zone, if you like, which is Bamidbar, and the buffer, the Shulchan Aruch passages in Tov Chav Ches, and the Levush and the Mogen Avraham bring down about the idea of the buffer zone. So that's clear in Halacha. That is, well, there's nothing we can do about that. Shabbos Bamidbar has to be the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, before Shavuos. Fine. Now we've got a problem, because between Pesach and Shavuos, in Eretz Yisrael, I've got 7 Shabboses. And in Chutz La'aretz, I've only got 6 Shabbosos, and I have to line 9 Sedras. From Shmini till Bamidbar is 9 Sedras. So I've got 9 Sedras to fit into 6 weeks in Chutz La'aretz, and 9 Sedras to fit into 7 weeks in Eretz Yisrael, because they've got one extra Shabbos, which is the Shabbos Shmini, which was Yisro Chag.
Why didn't we make more joint Sedras?
Let's work it out. So therefore, if we want to synchronize with Eretz Yisrael, the only way that we could synchronize with Eretz Yisrael, the only way that Chutz La'aretz could fit in with the program in Eretz Yisrael, is if we would line 3 Sedras in one Shabbos. If we would line Shemini, Tazria, Metzora on the Shabbos after Pesach, and in Eretz Yisrael they'd be lining Tazria, Metzora because they lined Shemini last week, then by the end of that Shabbos, we're all in line, and the following week, Achrei Kedoshim, everybody's lining the same thing. It would make the Kiddush very late. It would be a Tircha de Tzibura, but more than that, in Siman, Shnai Mikra, 3 Sedras, it'd be quite a feat and quite an undertaking. But the problem with that is that there's also, it's a Shaila in Halacha. There is a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether or not the Ma'ari Mintz holds it's in Siman Reish Lamad Hei, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, you can never, Chazal, we're never Koivea more than 2 Sedras in one go. You never line more than 2 Sedras in the Chiyav. So therefore, we're never going to be able to do that. There's nothing, actually, that we in Chutz La'aretz can do in order to fit into the program in Eretz Yisrael. So there is something, though, that they could do for us. Instead of splitting Bahar and Bechukosai at the end, 6 weeks after Pesach, why don't they split Tazria and Metzora? If they would split Tazria and Metzora, then by the time that they get to the end of Metzora and we've lined Tazria and Metzora, we'd be together. We would have been together 4 weeks ago. So why are they waiting to split, right? When Lamasa, what are the problems? Yeah, the problems that we have are as follows. First of all, those people who are publishing the Dvar Malchus and Lechayim and Rabbi Biederman and all these things, they don't know which to publish. The Bavitcher Rosh Hashiva said to me, he has some stuff coming from Eretz Yisrael and some stuff coming from New York, and they come different Sedras in different weeks because there's like confusion during those weeks as to which Sedra. But more important is, obviously, and this is common today, is people who travel. People who travel. If you travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, for instance, it's very simple. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of yeshiva bochrim and younger light who go home after Pesach back to Eretz Yisrael, and they were here for Yom Tov. Right? So they heard Shmini in, If they heard Shmini in Chutz La'aretz, they will arrive in Eretz Yisrael and hear Achrei Kedoshim. and they've lost out on Tazriyam and Soyo. And if they're going to, there's a whole shaila whether or not you can make a minyan. These chutzlores take a minyanim in the shtiblech places. There's a shaila whether you need to make a minyan bichlal. Maybe it's only a chiv on the tzibur, it's not a chiv on the individual. And if you make a minyan, are you allowed to take out a sefer Torah especially in order to do this or not? Right? Maybe you have to take it out for mincha and line the whole of the two sedras plus. And if you're going to do it, then let's say the Shabbos when you arrive back at the beginning of Zman, you're going to hear, Tazriyah, Matzoriah, Achrei Kadoshim, four sedras this week. Do you make aliyahs in the afternoon? I don't know about that, Shaila. Maybe yes, I don't know. Right? But the Shaila, can you take out the Sefer Torah for that? Yeah? And also, of course, there's a problem with Marva Sedra. That week you have to be Marva Sedra, four sedras. Yeah, what happens if you change your mind in the middle of the week and you started from being Marva Sedra on the Sedras that you were planning to be here for Shabbos and Chutz Loretz, and then you travel halfway through the week, do you change over? So the Marva Sedra becomes a problem as well. It's also a question whether it's planned travel or whether it's unplanned travel. There are a lot of problems that arise. Vita, the other way around, if you're traveling from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, then first of all, in any week that you travel, you're going to hear the same Sedra again that you heard last week. Alan heard Shmini twice. See, the Shmini this week, Shmini next week. See, if you knew about that, if you knew you were coming back for Shmini, question is, which week do you Marva Sedra? Can I say I'll skip being Marva Sedra this week, because I can be Marva Sedra next week, because I don't have to wait. And then you've got the problem that you've missed out a Sedra. So you've lost the Sedra. Do you have to make a minyan for the people who went on holiday to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov? Do they have to make a minyan in order to make up the Sedras that they missed? Is there any inyan to hear? Also, supposing the second Shabbos, you heard Shmini in Eretz Yisrael. The following Shabbos, you get to Kriyas HaTorah. Any chiyuv to stay in shul, maybe you can go out and have a coffee. So I heard Shmini last week. I was already yotze, the Kriya of Tzibur. And again, the problem in Marva Sedra. Do you have to be Marva Sedra Shmini twice? I don't know what you did, but you don't have to tell us. Yeah? But those are the shailas. And therefore, the question is, as we said, it seems to be quite easily fixable. Right? If instead of splitting Bahabuch Hukosai, Eretz Yisrael would split Tazriyah and Tzoyah, then we would have all been back together already a few weeks ago. That's our question. So let's look at it and see whether or not we can find some answers. So the most common answer and the simplest answer which is brought down in the Poskim is as follows. They say as follows, that let's forget about Chutz Loretz Bichlal. Let's purely talk about Chazal being Koveya, the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael, ignoring the fact that there was a Golus. First, Bizman Shlomo HaMelech, before Golus. If they're working out what to do, we have seven Shabbosos, and we have nine Sedras to fit in. Therefore, inevitably, on two Shabbosos, we have to double up. Which Shabbosos are we going to double up between Shemini and Bamidbar? So Chazal went through the Sedras and said, obviously the ones to double up are the ones that are the most similar. If the Inyonim are the same, if really they all belong in the same Sedra, then it makes sense to double up on those Sedras first. So they went through the Sedras, they said Shmini's got nothing to do with Tazriyah. So therefore Shmini is on its own, then comes Tazriyah. Tazriyah Matsoyo, yes. Because apart from the first Pasha of Tazriyah, which is about a Yoledes, from then onwards, the whole of Tazriyah is about Matzoriah, and the whole of Matzoriah is about Matzoriah. Therefore, Tazriyah and Matzoriah are two Sedras that fit naturally together. They could be one long Sedra, and it makes sense. And in fact, the Haftorah is actually almost a continuation, one after the other. The story of Elisha and the story of Gehazi. Yep, the Haftorahs continue one from the other, because these two Sedras belong together. They could easily be one long Sedra. If it wasn't so long, Chazal might have made it one Sedra lachatchila. Therefore, Tazriyah Matzoriah is choice number one. They then went through the other Sedras. They said, Achrei and Kadoshim also have similarities. Not as similar as Tazriyah Matzoriah, but they have similarities. In Achrei, the Pasha that we read on Yom Kippur in the afternoon, is the Pasha Saroyas. And in Kadoshim, you have the same Pasha Saroyas, with a repeat of many of those Aroyas, plus the Oinshim that are attached to them as well. So therefore, you have a significant chelik of the parsha is repetition, a certain repetition, plus additional the oinshim are added to those aroyas as well. So therefore, achrei kadoshim are also two sedras that we can put together. Bahabachu kosai you will struggle. Emor doesn't fit in with anything, so Emor stands on its own. Bahar b'chukosai, you will struggle to find. There are similarities. You get the concept of Bahar Sinai b'yad Moshe. Bahar Sinai is mentioned in most of them. There are some similarities, but out of the possibilities, Bahar b'chukosai are the least similar. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, forgetting the fact that there is a Chutz Loretz Bechlal, that there is a Yom Tashenish HaGoldos Bechlal, in Eretz Yisrael, the logical thing for them to do would be to say as follows. Tazria Metzora are the most similar. We're going to put Tazria Metzora together. Achrei Kedoshim are the next most similar. And therefore we're going to put Achrei Kedoshim together. We've caught up. We don't need to combine Bahar and Bechukosai at all, because we're already there. We've now got nine sedras, yes, in 7 weeks, because we've doubled up Tazria Matsoria and we've doubled up Achrei Kedoshim. What are we asking them to do? We're asking them to say as follows. You people in Chutz Loretz, which the whole of Chutz Loretz is Golus as a B'dieved, and it happens to be inconvenient for us, because when we travel to Eretz Yisrael, or people travel back and forwards, it doesn't suit us. Therefore, we're asking you in Eretz Yisrael to do a B'dieved. We're saying to you, don't combine, let's say, Achrei Kedoshim, but combine Bahar B'chukosai, which are not similar. Why should we do a B'dieved? Why should we do something that doesn't make sense, that is less logical? Yeah, to combine Bahar B'chukosai, to combine Tazria Matsoria, we're saying. We're saying that we're asking in Eretz Yisrael, why don't you combine Tazria Matsoria so that we can all be reading from the same page from Tazria Matsoria onwards? And they'll say, Tazria Matsoria is the one that's most logical for us to combine. This is the one that we do want to combine. This is one long Sedra. And therefore, we're not going to split Tazria Matsoira in order to suit you people in Chutz Loretz. Tazria Matsoira belong together. So you say, okay, not Tazria Matsoira. How about Achrei Kedoshim? Yeah, but they're saying, but we can split Bahar B'chukosai. And Bahar B'chukosai are not similar, and therefore that's the logical reason. So therefore, whether or not... So we remain a few weeks out of sync, tough, but the fact is that Eretz Yisrael is not going to go into a B'dieved mode in order to suit the people who are B'dieved people in Chutz Loretz anyway. Right? The fact that there is a Golos, the fact that there's Yom Tashen Shel Golios, the fact that we have an Achra and Shel Pesach is a B'dieved. To split Tazria and Matoira is also a B'dieved for the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And therefore they're not going to do that as a sort of just as a toiva for us to go into a B'dieved mode in order to suit us so that we don't have the inconvenience of when we travel from one to the other. That is the basic, simple answer. I've got two other answers to suggest, and they're both very, very different. And one of them is the complete opposite of the way we've been thinking till now. The second answer is that as follows. Rashi says on Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahor, everybody knows Rashi says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael ki ish echo b'lei v'echot. Yeah, that's the bit that everybody knows. The second bit of Rashi says, Avul sha'a kol ha'chanuyos, but all the other travels that Klal Yisrael had and the inhabitants they had from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, a week before Matan Torah, was b'ta'arumas of machloikas. The diuk is, Rashi says, because in all the other psukim it says loshen rabim, vayeloinu, vayomru, vayasu, vayelechu, etc., etc., loshen rabim. And now suddenly the pasuk switched to vayichan shom Yisrael and not vayachanu. Therefore they reached the madrega of achdus now, before Matan Torah, but until then it was all machloikas all the way through. What's the result of machloikas? What happens when we end up in a situation of machloikas? So the Sfasemis says that the consequence of not being ba'achdus and being in a situation of machloikas is that goyim attack us. That the nations of the world see an opportunity, they see in us the weakness, that we are weak and we're divided, and then they attack us. And he brings the raya from Megillas Esther, from Haman. Haman's kitrug against Klal Yisrael was, Yeshnoi am echod mefuzo umeforio benu amim. These people are split, they're not ba'achdus, they're not joined together, they're all different, they've got their different ways of doing things, they don't agree with each other, and therefore mefuzo umeforio benu amim was the kitrug of Haman. The eitzah was, Leich kanoisus kolai yehudim. Esther said, bring everybody together. Let's get ba'achdus in order that we can overcome the enemy. Vayikohalu ha'yehudim asher b'shushon. And that's what they did. And therefore later on it says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim, Kimu masha kiblu kvar. The Gemara says that there was a second Matan Torah, if you like, a second Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Because the Vilna Gaon says that Kimu v'kiblu, there is a Kriyak Siv, and it's written v'kibel. The Vov is missing on the word Vikiblu, and that's like Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hor. They reached the same Madrega of Achdus, therefore they were Zoicha. So we have a repeat. But therefore, to overcome the enemy, right, the Pirud and Mufuzim Aforet brings the enemy, and overcoming the enemy is Achdus. And that's why, because Klal Yisrael were Vayelcho Vayasu B'Tarumas of Machlokas from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, until they came to Bayoim Azeh Bo'o Midbar Sinai, therefore Vayudufu Mitzrayim Achareh, Mitzrayim attacked them again. And then it says Vayovay Amalek, and Amalek attacked them, because that's what happens when unfortunately we are not Ba'achdus. The Machtis HaShekel says in Simon, can't remember where it is, but I've got it down, I've got the thing about Machtis Orechaim Simon Tov Samakes. You know, the Machtis HaShekel says, and Rabbi Dessa speaks at length, that unfortunately, when there are certain times of the year when things happen, and every time that period in the year comes back, that same spirit is in the air. The same atmosphere is there, the Magal Hashono. The Machtis HaShekel says, Eloshen, Keshiyagia Oysa Asman, that when something happens, and then the time of the year comes back, then Misoya Me'en Oysa Dova V'inyan Ahu, that thing comes back. And therefore, unfortunately, we see that because of Tarumas and Machlokas and the attacks of the enemies that we had already from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Matan Torah, this time of the year has been, unfortunately, a very, very sad period for Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, throughout the generations, and in particular with attacks upon us from our enemies, from those who hate us. And therefore it could be, for instance, that if you think about it, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim died, Al Shinoi Lo'agu Kovod Zeh Bozeh, which is a question of a lack of Achdus, it's a question of Pirud, it's a question of Tarumas and Machlokas, and of course they could have died any time of the year. If that was the Oynish that they were supposed to get, they could have died any time of the year, they could have died in the middle of the winter. Pashtus, if that was the Oynish they were supposed to get for not being Lo'agu Kovod Zeh Bozeh. The Rosh Hashanah probably thought to himself, this is the right time of the year for it. This is the time of Tarumas and Machlokas. This is the time when there is an atmosphere in the air. Unfortunately, since Yitzias Mitzrayim of Tarumas and Machlokas, and therefore this is the time when they died. All the Crusades happened, the Crusades and the Gezeiros of Tachtat, Khmelnytsky, 1648, 1649, this was this time of the year. And that's why they were massacring the Tefillah of Avarachmim. Yeah, Kedushas Keilos Hakodesh, Shemosru Nafshom Al Kedushas Hashem. We say every Shabbos to remember those things. And in this period of the year, we even say it on the Shabbos Mavochin. The rest of the year, we don't say it Shabbos Mavochin. But in this time of the year, between Pesach, yeah, certainly Rosh Chodesh Sivan, everybody says it Shabbos Mavochin, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar. There are many also who say Avarachmim on the Shabbos Mavochin as well, because this is the time of the year when we remember. Taka, this is the period when these Crusades happened. And all the executions and all the imprisonments and everything that resulted from the blood libels also happened. Yes. You know, the blood libels are always before Pesach was the accusation, and then all the imprisonments and the trials and the executions and the Rachman al-Assam, the terrible consequences of the blood libels, all happened during this period. In 1242 in Paris, the burning of the Talmud, the burning of 24 carriages or carts of Sfarim happened in Sivan, in the month of Sivan as well, in 1242. So we see that this is a time in the year of Pirud and Machlokas. Therefore, and Chazal want us to remember that. Chazal want us to remember that, which is why we keep the Sefira during this time, or we remember the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and we say Avarachmim with maybe more Kavona during this period of the year, and certainly we say it on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos Mavochin as well.
It was composed for this.
It was composed for that, yes. It was the first Yom Tov composed, was it? Yeah, that was composed after the, I think it was composed after the massacres of Khmelnytsky. Because it was Tachtat, 1648, 1649. Of our Kolpon, that's the reason why it was composed, and we're makbid to remember that during this time of the year. So it could be that in that spirit, Chazal said, you know what, there's a bit of a machlokas in Klal Yisrael over the Sedras, because Chutzlars are doing it one way, and Eretz Yisrael are doing it a different way. This is the right time of the year to remember that. We don't have to correct this. Because it's the right time of the year. It's the period of the year when we remember the consequences of Machlokes. We remember the consequences of Pirud. We remember the consequences of a lack of Achdus. And therefore it's appropriate maybe that during this time of the year, Chazal weren't so makbid to try and correct the difference between us and Eretz Yisrael. They said, it's okay. Vive la différence.
That's
Okay, that's one possible, just a machshava, another way of understanding why we haven't corrected the machlokas, because this is the period, unfortunately, of machlokas, and we need to remember and learn the lessons. I want to say the third reason, which is going to be totally faket, but totally faket, a different way of looking at it completely. That is that we've been, the whole of the Shia until now, and the Machorius that I've seen in Chazal, and what I've shared with you till now, has been based on the premise that we're talking here about that we mind the gap. That there is a period, there is a lack of achdus, that we're out of step, right? It says, it's like, it doesn't happen with David Barry. Yeah, but if you know, sometimes when you look at the CCTV and you see the lips moving and then you hear the voice of a little bit later, everything, you know, we're out of step with Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, and therefore it seems to be that we think there's something wrong with that. Who says there's anything wrong with it whatsoever? There is no machloikas between us and Eretz Yisrael. There is no dispute between us. We're not at odds with them. Right? There is a situation that we have to face which raises halachic inconvenience and which raises halachic problems. But who says that that has to be a problem at all? Right? We have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias creates all sorts of problems for people who are in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov from Chutz Loretz and people who are in Chutz Loretz from Eretz Yisrael. They have to hide and they have to pretend and they can't do this and they can't do that, etc. There are problems. But so what? So we face the problems and we pass them halachas, we ask the shailas. You've got Purim of Mukofet Choymo. You've got Purim Tesvov, and you've got Purim on your Dalet. In your Shlaim, Purim is on Tesvov, and that creates a lot of halachas in Ashalas in halacha. The people are in Purim one day in Bnei Brak, and the next day in your Shlaim. Or they're in your Shlaim for one day, and what do they do with the Megillah? What do they do with the Sudah? What do they do with Matan's Levionian? There are Ashalas. Right, there are a Sfira Soima. We've got 33 days when we keep Sfira Soima. Some people keep the first half, some people keep the second half. Yeah, it's not a machloikas. It does create problems. If you want to make a chasna, you want to make a shower brochus, you want to hear music, whatever it is, it can create problems if you've got people from different kreisen keeping the different times of the day, times of the thing. But nevertheless, somebody who wants to keep the middag of, who eats kitnias, how does he find himself a hotel nowadays? Everybody is non-kitnias and non-gebrox and non-this and non-that. Yeah? Can't even keep his minig of kitnias or Pesach enough either. Nobody makes Pesach at home anymore. Yeah, you go to Bris Mila in Eretz Yisrael. It sounds very different. The things that they say, Shema Yisrael, and they make it's all very different, right? So who says that just because the Sedras in Eretz Yisrael are different from here, that we have to correct it? There's no problem. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael do things correctly the way the Halacha says should be done in Eretz Yisrael. Right, they don't bend to us because they are Eretz Yisrael and we're Chutz Loretz, they're Lachatz Mila, we're B'diyevet. We carry on in our own sweet way, doing what we have to do and joining three sets of Zedras in order that we can cover our 6 weeks. There are halachic implications, there are difficulties, there are problems, so we ask the Shailas, but there's no machloikas here, there's no lack of achdus. We are ba'achdus with Eretz Yisrael, and we should carry on being ba'achdus with Eretz Yisrael, and where there's a Shaila, you ask the Shaila, you get the psak, and you do whatever the halach is.